Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And yes, we are live today. I was on vacation last week, so I appreciate everybody, just being able to listen to a best of for us. Got to enjoy our annual trip up to New Hampshire to Storyland and Santa's Village. I think it's like our fourth time going, and it's a lot of fun to watch the kids grow into the various stages of theme parks. So got to enjoy that. So I appreciate everybody's understanding. We all take vacations, right? So got to enjoy that. But now I'm back with you guys to answer your gardening questions and do everything I can to help you out. And we're about to have, I'd call it a heat wave, right? I think heat wave, the definition's a little bit different, but today seems to be the nicer, when I say nicer, the cooler day for the week coming up here. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, almost 90, and Thursday, Friday's mid-80s, and then it goes up from there, and next week's going to be, I think I've heard this on TV, and I hate to say it, it'll be a real scorcher, but it's going to be warm. What does that mean for us in the garden? Well, we're going to notice some things happening out there that, you know, plants are going to be drying out. Our trees, shrubs, all those things that, you know, are established, you might actually start to see wilt a little bit. You know, I'm seeing it. I'm already seeing it before really major heat waves on some of my plants that have been here for a while, right? I mean, they've been established for a number of years, but somehow are wilting. So, good to be taking care of it. Remember the next couple weeks while it's warm, watering in the morning. You know, cooler in the morning anyways, but definitely the time to do it when it comes to heat waves or, you know, extended warm weather, because it just, what it does for our plants is it allows the plants to go into the warm part of the day, the hot part of the day, already saturated, already watered, so that it can withstand some of that heat. Whereas if we wait till after, or we wait till the nighttime, it doesn't have all day to it. It's already started to absorb it, and it's usually a cooler night, darker temperatures, not as much wind, which whatnot. So the plant can't absorb it as easily. So that opens up the door for pathogens, for insects, for all those things. So just things to keep in mind, right? You've probably heard me say this before, but different places have different water bands, different times, so you just got to look into it. Anyways, I got a call on the line, so let's get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Charles is in Portsmouth.
Charles, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, welcome. Thank you very much. I'm growing some potted herbs, and they all have Western exposure. I've done well with my Italian parsley and my basil. Initially, my sage grew fine, and then it became very spindly. And my arugula has never been fine. It's been spindly all along, and I don't understand why the sage and arugula are spindly while the basil and Italian parsley are doing well.
Now, I mean, so obviously they're all in the same spot. They're all getting water the same, all getting the sun the same.
Yeah.
do you notice it, like, almost instantly, or is it over time, or?
With the sage, it was over time.
Okay.
With the arugula, it never started out like I would consider normal. It's always been spindly.
Okay.
They get very tall. They're almost 8 inches tall, and they're just, the leaves are minuscule. They're not even worth saving.
Interesting. Okay, so let's start with the sage here. So the sage, I mean, I'm trying to think of what could be different, so I'm just going to kind of run down a list here, right? You know, you're watering everything the same. So I know this is going to sound a little crazy when I'm asking these questions, but I just got to kind of run off the list. When we're watering, do you let the sage dry out, or do you water everything on the same day, no matter what?
Well, I test the soil with my finger, and the soil's spongy. It all comes from an organic mix.
Okay.
That I bought at Walmart.
Okay. I mean, it's all the same soil, so, I mean, we're not going to say that the soil is an issue because the other two are doing well, right?
Yes, they are.
The sage itself likes to dry out, all right? So let's look at doing that. I don't think that's the answer to all of this. The one thing I wonder about is sage likes full sun. Is it getting the full sun exposure all day? When you say it's Western exposure, I just wonder, is it getting shade all morning?
Well, as right now, for example, I'm my back's to it. Well, it's light outside, obviously, but it's not, you know, it's at a window where the sun sets, so obviously it's not.
Okay, so sometimes when these plants get, like, thin and they get taller, but there's not as much, there's a lot of space in between, sometimes the amount of sun can do that, and what it does is it reaches for the sun. So that could be part of this, because it is a more full sun type plant. So that could be part of it, right? I like to, when it comes to letting it dry out a little bit versus, watering it consistently like the others. So that could, you know, that's one part of it. The soil seems to all be the same, so it wouldn't affect everything, right? Because the other two plants are doing fine. Now, switching over to the arugula, the one thing that gets me is the arugula will take partial sun. It doesn't do as well, but it should take off a bit, right? And you're saying it never really does.
Oh, it never has.
Okay. Now, the thing I'm trying to figure out, it's so watering wise on that, it's the same thing. You kind of do the finger check, right? On the arugula, you do the finger check to make sure it's, you know, either wet or dry, which not, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think are they going right to like almost like a seed? Like, or is it, are you getting leaves, but the leaves are very spin, like very thin, or what's going on with the arugula itself?
Well, I'm getting the stems are keep lengthening, and
okay.
They're like, you know, maybe 8 inches, and the leaves, there are leaves all along the stem, but the leaves are just teeny tiny. I expected them to be much larger.
Okay.
They're smaller than the nail on my little finger.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I have to hit a break, but I want you to hang tight with me so we can go over this a little bit more and really get to the root of what's going on. So hang tight with me. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Charles. He had to jump off the phone, which is great, understandable. But I just want to just round up a little bit with the arugula. So one of the things with arugula is if they go to seed or bolt easily, it can be a number of things. It can be from the extreme cold, which we're not dealing with right now, or extreme warm weather, either one. And sometimes what will happen is it'll just go crazy. The easy way to do this is to, when the temperatures are too high or too low, either shade it or put it more in the sun when it's too cold. And I know this is grown indoors. It's at least what it seems like. It started indoors, but some of the ups and downs of the temperatures we've been having could have some effects on that. So that's one thing. The thing about it is all the plants that were discussed all kind of have a little bit more, a little bit different when it comes to the sun. Right. And so that's part of it. So I think the sage needs more sun, and that's why that's happening. It's spindly, it's space in between, that type of thing. So I think that has something to do with it. The arugula going to seed or bolting, doing those types of things could be just the way that the warmth is. I'd be looking at adding some sort of fertilizer to all of the products that are there, because just adding a little bit of nutrients to it can help add some flavor, can add some depth to the plant, etc. So, one of the ones I would be using in this area would be like the Neptune's Harvest. That's a good one to use. You can, anything that's a wettable powder, up to you out there who, what you want to use for fertilizer. But I like the Neptune's Harvest. One of the main reasons why I like them so much is they use everything from the fish. This is a fish company that goes out fishing, sells the fillets, cuts the fish, and then uses the rest of the fish to create their fertilizer. So it's not just, fillet it, then throw it away or throw it here. They're using the entire fish. Now, a lot of companies don't, you know, do that. It's not, you know, we're got to compare apples to apples here. But you get the idea is they're using everything. So it's not, it's a good thing. It's not something that I would look at and say, wow, they're wasting this. They're not. They're using everything when it comes to the fish that they catch. So I think that's huge. So that's one of the reasons why we talk about them so much. You know, they're great people there too. So might as well, you got the best of both worlds there. So anyways, if you have some questions, we're going to be here for another 3.5 hours. We are live today. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We were talking earlier about watering. You know, watering in the morning is definitely the way to go. So do that the best you can when it comes to the watering. It helps the plant. I know you might not have time for it. You know, usually during the week, you wake up, you got a million things to get done before you go to work, those types of things. But if you can spare an extra 20 minutes in the morning to do it, definitely worth doing. Not doing at night is so much better for the plants. At the end of the day, watering for the plants, as long as you're getting water on them, will be helpful. But, like I said, if you can water in the morning first thing, especially in these heat, these warm days, these heat type, heat wave types, then that's definitely the way to go. I was going to say before the caller, you know, where I am in Chelmsford, we have, zone one watering ban. We're supposed to water between 6 and 9 a.m. and 6 and 9 p.m. So they're basically telling us to water in the morning, which is perfect. So think about that when you're watering for the next few weeks and how you'll be successful with your plants long term because of it. If you have some questions, you can call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back and we'll get more into the garden. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care in states with stringent abortion restrictions. Jen Klain, director of White House Gender Policy.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was, as part of this website and also made public in other ways, is literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
13 U.S. states have so-called trigger laws that would immediately ban abortion, and more states will ban or restrict abortions in the coming months. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden signed an executive order aimed at protecting access to abortion. He was facing pressure from fellow Democrats to be more forceful on the subject after the Supreme Court ended a constitutional right to the procedure 2 weeks ago. The president blasted the court's decision and urged women and men to vote for pro-choice candidates in November. A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we're really just getting started here today. It is a nice and cool morning. I tell you, it was nice to be able to sleep with the windows open. But not soon. It's going to be too cold, too warm. Anyways, got a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I want to know. I've got a cantaloupe and a watermelon growing, but it seems like they're real slow going. I was wondering what could I give them to give them a little boost.
Gotcha. So, the watermelon, is it just, are we not seeing any fruit on it, or is it just the plants?
No, fruit, just a couple blooms, you know?
Okay. So for the watermelon, to really push, some, fertilizer when it hasn't, it really, pushed a lot of fruit at this point. We're looking to find something with a little bit more nitrogen at first. That's really where we start off, to really push, kind of everything to it. It started to flower, but barely, you said?
Yeah, it just has a couple flowers on, but other than that, it's not doing anything, you know?
Okay, so a couple things. When cantaloupe and watermelon are going to be pretty close to the same because they're growing the same way. So you start off on the onset before it starts with the flowers, looking at more of a nitrogen based fertilizer, right? From there, once it starts flowering, that's when we want to switch to more phosphorus and potassium. So the last two numbers on there. Something along the lines where the first number is going to be low, like a 5, and then the rest of it's like a 10-10, or even a little bit more. So you can find that in a lot of the wettable powders, you can't really find it in like the as easily in like a in liquid form in like a Neptune's Harvest because they're more of the organic, so they're going to be like a a 3-4-3 or along those lines. So I'd look for something that has more potassium, phosphorus and potassium to it. So I'm trying to think of what that could be. But something that just has a little bit more to it, even if it's like a 5-10-5, wouldn't be bad. I think the phosphorus levels on it, especially when it starts to flower, is going to help push more flower growth, mm-hmm. which is what we want to create those watermelons. And it can be the same thing for the cantaloupe, right?
But what are you suggesting then? I mean, what product are you using?
Yeah, so I look at usually like a Peters product. I'm trying to think which one they have. They a lot of them are like a 20-20-20 or a 10-10-10 type. Mm-hmm. You could be. I'm trying to think of the numbers because they have like the houseplant special, which is like a 20-20-20. But something that has more phosphorus in it, right? Something. It's almost like a bloom booster, right?
Mm. Oh yeah.
Because. And I'd want it to be in a liquid form versus a granular at this point, mm-hmm. right? Because the granular is a slow release, so it takes more time for it to really get into the soil. Whereas mm-hmm. a liquid form is already, broken down, and so it's more readily available for the plant, and it's mm-hmm. easier for the uptake on it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd be looking at anything that's like a bloom booster that would say it really right on it. You could also, I'm trying to think, they have like I'm running down the products in my head and looking at the different ones, but they have a like a tomato food, right? That is. The last two numbers are higher than the nitrogen. I think it's like 12, 15, 20 something. I'd have to get the exact answer, look at it exactly, but that's the way I would be looking at it. It's something with a lower number, but their bloom booster is a 10, 30, 20. So it's almost perfect for what you're looking for at this point. And you could use that every 2 weeks going forward. I think it would be the best for you because of the fact that we're looking for that phosphorus to start pushing more flowers.
Yeah.
We're getting, it's July, so those should be pushing more.
Right.
But once you start seeing the flowers, that means it's ready to move from the original stage to the next stage. So that's when you go with that. So one of the things that happens when we look at a high phosphorus number is we look at it and say, all right, that's going to help with root development. Yes, it's going to help with root development, but when the flowers are there,
mm-hmm.
the plant knows, okay, I'm trying to put this towards the flowers versus a root system. It'll still help the root system develop, but it's going to push more of the flowers to it. So that should be something to look at. So anything with a bloom booster on it, I would say the Jax Classic, which is, it used to be Peter's company, would be better. Like if you look at like a Miracle-Gro bloom booster, it's like a 10, 50, 20 or something along those lines. I think that right there is a little bit too much.
Okay.
Whereas if we, cut it down to a 30, it's 30% of phosphorus, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't want to go like too much. And I think sometimes with that bloom booster from Miracle-Gro, it's a little bit too much.
Mm.
Whereas we want to push the flowers and we want to push them to develop, but we don't want to push them too much where it almost stresses them out, especially with heat. We're getting into the part where we're supposed to have lots of heat.
Yeah.
And sometimes with a lot of plants, they will slow down on their growing when it gets above 85, above 90.
Mm.
They almost do, it almost is basically like it's in the like 30s and 40s. It slows down. Because the plant is trying to protect itself.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So make sure when you use the fertilizer, water first and then fertilize. Do it in the morning if you can so that it has all day to absorb everything. But I think that's definitely going to help you with the long term of this. And you can do this bloom booster three times maybe and then go back to like an all-purpose fertilizer once you start to see some of the fruit develop.
Mm.
So I think that would definitely help you with that going forward.
And I got one more question. I bought a lily at Easter time.
Yep.
It was inside here and still got leaves and some of the leaves are going back. But could I plant that outside yet, or should I keep it in?
You could definitely plant it outside at this point. It should be warm enough. Temperature-wise, I see no issue there.
Now, would that keep over winter, or do I have to dig it up again?
So a lot of times they will keep over winter, but they don't always have the best growth for you for the next year. They're not easy to get to rebloom because they get forced so much early.
Right.
So it might be something where you could put it in the ground and then bring it in for the winter to try and push it when it comes to Easter with warm temperatures indoors, sunlight or grow lights early, because that's what happens with those Easter lilies, is they are forced to bloom early, right? So putting them in the ground is going to help them pull some of the nutrients out of the ground and just get, that type. So I see no problem with that. But just to get them to be forced to bloom around the same time, you would have to bring them indoors.
Now, it has the stems in that. Do I leave all that on, or...?
So everything's still green at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would just leave it be. You don't want to preemptively cut everything back on that. Mm-hmm. You want to allow it to kind of keep going into the soil, getting root development, etc. I wouldn't cut it back at this point. Just kind of let it go.
Just leave it in the pot and put it in the ground?
I wouldn't leave it in the pot because sometimes what will happen is the roots will then start to grow out those little small holes underneath the pot.
Right.
And then when you try to pull it out fall, you're going to cut some of those roots and it's going to end up being worse.
Okay.
If you're worried about, the ease of pulling it up, one thing you could do, it's almost like planting it pot in pot, in the nursery industry, where they'll put a large pot in the ground and then plant something inside of it in a container so that it has a root system, but it can only kind of go to a certain point. But what I would do for you is instead of doing pot in pot, just doing a large pot on the outside, allowing it to kind of grow in that area, and then you can remove the bigger pot later. Because say you start off in a container that is like 6 inches, let's just say for the lily. If you put a container in the ground that's 10, 12 inches, it's got a large space in there to grow. It's not going to fill that entire container with roots going out of it. So you might be easier to be able to take it out in the fall. So that could be a nice, easy way to do it. But again, the option's really up to you. You can put it right in the ground and then just dig it up. Or you could do pot in pot. That type of thing. Really.
But if you put it in the ground, will that disturb the roots when you bring it out or not?
Well, so it can, right? It can. It definitely can. But the fact is, you don't want to leaving it in there is it's going to slow it down in the spring. You're not going to get this, the bloom time that you're that you would be looking for if you want to have it for Easter, right?
Yeah.
So if you're if you don't care when it blooms or if it does, then you can kind of leave it there, let it go. You might have lots of leaves next year, lots of growth to it. But the forcing it on the inside is the reason why they get those flowers early. They get them when they are. It would have to go through the natural process of being outside. It would bloom at a different time because of the you know, temperature wise, all those things. Yeah, so that's, so you kind of weigh the differences and say, all right, do I want it this way or do I want it this way? And then whichever one is the one that works for you, that's where you go.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
All right, Mary.
All right, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia's in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Great. How can we help you?
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
I should get some Neptune harvest for my plants that I had started.
Sure.
Excuse me. So I think you said 333, and then there was another number you gave me, but I couldn't find the paper once I got there, and I'm like, oh, what was the other number? So anyway, I didn't see the 333 last time I went. Doesn't mean they don't have it. I'll have to ask more questions. But there was another number for vegetables and possibly fruits if the seeds come through.
Yep. So that's the, the fish and seaweed is a 231 that they have.
Okay, that's the number I didn't have.
That's the blue bottle, right?
Okay.
So if you were to look at it, there's a blue bottle. There's a number of colors, but their number one seller, if you will, is the blue bottle, which is the fish and seaweed. That's like the original, that one of the ones that they came out with. There were three originals. There was the seaweed, there was the fish, and then there was the fish and seaweed. So the fish and seaweed is the blue bottle. That would be like your all-purpose.
Okay, that's right. The one I almost bought, but I wanted to double-check before I picked it up. Also, since I'm putting the fertilizer, that bagged fertilizer, and then you mix it with water, I don't have the name in front of me, but I can get it if you need it. I got that at Mahoney's, too. So is there a time where you can put the the fertilizer, because that's due like any day now. But then the other one, the Neptune, do those have to be, can they put at the same time, or do they have to put separately, or is there any
on that? So the granular form, you said it's like is it granular or is it a wettable powder?
Yes. It's granular and I mix it with water.
Okay. So the Neptune's Harvest is readily available once you mix it, and so the fertilizer will go on it it'll start to absorb into the plant. Whereas this other one that you're talking about, I would think maybe it's like a Peters or one of those, is also a wettable powder where the granules, the little tiny granules, you mix them with water, then it creates the fertilizer. So sometimes what the best way to do it is do the fish and seaweed or whichever Neptune's Harvest you choose, because they do have the tomato and vegetable, which is pretty close to the same numbers, right? So you would do that Neptune's Harvest, and then 2 weeks you would do the wettable powder, and then 2 weeks from then you would do the Neptune's Harvest and kind of alternate on them, not doing it the same, because it can be too much all at once. It could end up burning the plants.
So separate them
by two week intervals. Okay.
Yeah. It was the organic garden tone is the one that I was. It's due any day now, so I should probably do that one and then the other one, and 2 weeks later.
So I'm sorry. So the garden tone is a granule that when you put in there is a slow release. So you could put that in any day. That would be fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So the garden tone you can put down. That's a slower release. It'll last for like 6 weeks in the soil, maybe a little bit longer. And then you could be doing the Neptune's Harvest every 2 weeks. And that would definitely be fine to do. The other thing is if are you using it for a lot of plants?
Yeah, I have them all in different containers. I've tried different things to see what comes up. Because, sometimes you get a bag of seeds that may not be as good as another one.
I get
you.
And
actually, those apple ones have come out pretty well so far.
Well, perfect. So, you could look at doing there's multiple sizes, the pint, quart, gallon. Up to you on what you want to do with the Neptune's Harvest. But I know if you go back to the Mahoney's, the fish and seaweed is, the gallon is on sale, so it's easier to, purchase.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I got to hit a break. I know if you have any more questions, hang tight. If not, for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.